The only new injury was DT came in a little sore. Darren Thompson, his knee was a little bit sore. They'll send him over for an MRI. Hopefully that's just a precautionary thing. You know, both Landon and BJ kind of tweaked those ankles, so that's why you didn't see them play at a certain point. And TK, you know, is in the concussion protocol, so we'll see what he ends up. Most of the other guys are just bumps and bruises. You know, normal 14th, 15th week of the season. So hopefully we'll get all those guys back. If anybody specifically can ask me about. After watching the tape, you know, it just looked like we missed a bunch of opportunities, certainly on defense. We had the lead. We always talk about, you know, get the lead and extend the lead. We did that a little bit, but then we kind of gave it back to them, and then we were in a battle. I thought the offense did a nice job. One thing that stuck out to me was end of the half and end of the game, those two drives were really good. We ended the half with a field goal to get back ahead by 2 points. It didn't feel like we were ahead by 2 points at halftime. So I talked to them about in the locker room. But we were ahead by two. We weren't losing the game. Just felt that way because of the way it went. And at the end of the game, certainly, that was a heck of a drive. So I give Eli a lot of credit in the offense, a lot of credit for that. Obviously, special teams, the protection's got to be firmed up. Really, when you look back at it, really technique things. You know, they have a really good rusher, 96, that had a little technique that he used. We worked against it or worked on it all week long. Tom did. And we didn't really get it executed. And then defensively, we got to win what I call the four-point plays, third downs in the red zone. We got to win those, holding the field goals, and we got a really good chance of winning the game. We got to be better on third down. Some of the tackling has to be better. Somebody said this to me this morning. I think they were just trying to make me feel good. But against Philadelphia in the two games, it certainly doesn't feel like this, but in the two games against Philadelphia, we only gave up one explosive pass play. That's one pass play over 20. And again, it doesn't feel like that, but that is a goal of ours every week, and it usually helps out in the course of winning a game and certainly playing good defense. So I'll answer any questions. I just want you to keep in mind that if something comes up question-wise that I think would be, my answer would be advantageous for Arizona, you know, I might dodge it. But I do always have that in mind because now the focus is on
what do you think of the last play with Evan in the end zone?
Yeah, you could make an argument where you're going. I won't make the argument, but I'm just saying that you could make the argument.
Please.
Did you see the arm getting held down?
It looked like, you know, on the coach's tape, it kind of looks like that. So couldn't get it up there. But I'm not sure where the positioning of the officials were that they could see it or not. So they'd have to answer the rest of that.
Spanks, given what the record is, you've had two nail-biting games against the team that's the top seed in the conference. Is it a matchup thing with the Eagles, or is this team just able to play a lot better than maybe some people are giving credit for?
Talking about our team?
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of both, although I think they're a tough matchup for us, Philadelphia, so maybe it's a little bit more follow-up to our guys playing. I mean, these NFC East games are typically like that, and you should play that way within your division. So I'm proud of the guys in that regard. You know, I did say this. I think I might have mentioned it yesterday in the press conference, but if there's a good chance that Philadelphia is the best team in the NFC, and if we can play like that against the best team, then there's no reason why we can't go out and win football games. Even with all the injuries and everything that's going on, you're going to find a way to win, and that's what we're trying to do.
How much do you think yesterday's game did for the confidence of Eli Manning? We've guys seen high end yards yesterday, both in his high yard game coming against Philadelphia. So how much do you think that helped his confidence going into the rest of the year?
I think it'll help all of the guys. I mean, anytime your offense is clicking, and certainly it begins with the quarterback, he gets the ball in his hands at the snap. I think it's going to help us going forward. I think Mike Sullivan and the offensive coach has done a really good job of deciding what we needed to do to attack a particular team and what was going to help our offense and in turn help the team. And, you know, we didn't get quite as many points 2 weeks ago, but I thought what they did this week was pretty good. Against a really good defense.
Was Mike able to make broader changes to the offense in the second week since Ben left than maybe he was kind of in a rush of the week before?
The week was a little bit different. That's probably a true statement, because, you know, we knew what we were facing. It was a full week. We kind of got into a flow. We'll be in that same kind of flow here this week. So, you know, there's probably some truth to that.
Spags, do you know why the offense didn't operate at the level we saw yesterday at other points this season? I mean, finally scored. They looked like they were in control. They were dictating rather than being dictated to for one of the first times.
Well, that's a really good point. I hope that continues. I don't know that I have an answer as to why it hasn't been like that. Again, I go back to last week, you know, when I jumped into this thing, I wasn't, prior to that, I didn't have my eyes on the offense, and I'd probably have to go back prior to the game against Dallas to answer that question. I just know in these past two games, you know, there's been some things that Mike has implemented that I think has helped us, and I think everybody's kind of stepped it up and played better. Certainly, Eli getting us in and out of plays helps. Now, he didn't make every decision, right? I mean, he probably tell you that. But you know, hopefully it's a combination of, you know, seeing the team we're going to play and knowing how to attack it and going out there and doing it.
Can that tempo, though, challenge a defense?
Yeah.
I mean, as a defensive guy, can you appreciate
No, I'm glad you brought that up. I think we've executed that pretty well. Now, you go into the next game and decide whether that's the right way to do it or not. There's pros and cons to it, right? You know, sometimes it speeds the game up. By that, I mean we get a lot more plays in the game, which means our defense could be on.